Hey guys, so let's talk about BLM. So here's the thing about BLM. First of all, black people don't need BLM. Black people don't need Black Lives Matter for many reasons. The primary reason being that it's a corrupt organization with corrupt fruit. It's a corrupt tree. It's not, there's nothing good that's going to come out of BLM. There's no true, like, righteous change or uprising that's going to take place from the spirit of BLM, except basically to tear down any existing structures or, systems that hinder the New World Order. So basically BLM is like a Marxist leg of the New World Order that has a lot of work to do on America and in Europe and stuff. And this movement, after the whole George Floyd thing, obviously it's not some organic movement. I mean, first of all, besides the fact, why is it a corrupt tree? Well, it's a Marxist sodomite organization. So the people who are responsible for founding BLM on paper, besides like the George Soros Democratic Party types, are preferred pronouns sodomite cross-dressers and Marxists. And black people, ask yourself, do you need, because here's the thing, the black community isn't about homosexuality, queerdom. They hate that stuff generally. And there's a big agenda in the black community to push sodomy and effeminacy on the men, and also lesbianism and butchery on the women. You know, more and more when I drive through black neighborhoods, I see women who are basically dressed like, they're dressed like, in the most gangstered out garb. Like, they basically look like a gangster from the 90s. So, like, basically right now, you see a lot of black women with do-rags, a white wife beater on, and, like, the baggiest pants you could find. Whereas just regular black guys, they're not really, sagging and wearing baggy pants as much. But also, more and more black men are becoming more effeminate, which is something you didn't used to see. And that's because effeminacy, they're pushing it. They pushed it on the white culture and through, through television and media. They subverted white men and are pushing, this homosexual, effeminate, girly man look, skinny jeans, and whatever. Men are getting effeminate. In the Spanish community, men are often very effeminate. They're into like poofing their hair. They wear shirts that are way too tight. They're all into steroids. Going into the gym and just like getting huge and getting a pump, you got to be careful because it can be borderline homosexual, the way some of these guys act in the gym. You got to be very careful about that because it's so vain. Like it becomes effeminate in itself, and then you start acting like a sodomite, soon enough if you're not careful. But I guess that's another video. But so the Spanish culture, the music, a lot of the music and the men singing are extremely effeminate. It's disgusting. It's all about fornication, and it's, just subverting that culture as well. Obviously, there's the New World Order. They have a lot of peoples that they have to gather under their wings. Like, basically, if they can, it's part of the reason they're just flooding the United States with immigrants from Central and South America, because basically they don't have American values. So basically you bring all these people in, you strip the black Americans of any American identity, and more importantly, any Christian identity. Because remember, what did I say at the beginning? I'll get back to it. Black people don't need Black Lives Matter. What do they need? They need the Bible and Jesus Christ. So they strip the American blacks with BLM of any loyalty to America, turn them against America, teach them Marxist communist principles, use them as pawns and tools to loot and riot and basically tear down structures so they can later on erect some new thing, some new Tower of Babel that they want, some new world order. And so that's what they do with the black community. And then with the Spanish community, they don't, they can just teach them whatever they want about America. They can teach them that America is abortion. They can teach them that America is Marxism. They can teach them that America is, you know, we value racial identity politics. They can teach them that we value evolution and that we value godlessness and that we value filth and trash. When really, that's not what America is about. That's not America's roots. I mean, ask your average, like, Central American, South American immigrant, American history. They don't know anything about George Washington and the founding of the country generally. But that's why there's, that's why they hate white people. They really just hate Americans, because really what it comes down to is they hate Christianity. And they know that Americans at the center of their value system, often, if you dig far down enough up, it's Christianity. It's the Bible that influenced their perspective. So they demonize our perspective. They demonize our skin color. And they basically will... They want to shame you into not saying anything so that they basically can teach everybody else, put us in the minority while they teach everybody else Marxist principles. And then their hope is that white people will just, you know, acquiesce to the social shame, because that's what white people, that's like one of their sins. Like, white people are just prone to social shame. They're just they're scared of it. They don't want to be, you know, ousted. They don't want to be kicked out and exiled or whatever, it seems. So they're quick to change their tune if you just shame them, if you just teach them that, oh, but, you know, that's racist. You're white privilege. And here's the thing with the white privilege thing. Obviously, it's a joke and not true, but it's like this reverse psychology, just like racist trickery to me. Because basically, what I wonder, like, is it a joke? The people who came up with this white privilege narrative, is it actually white racists who are playing a joke on people? Because they basically have gotten the whole nation and, like, a large segment of the population to basically recognize white people as being, like, this privileged higher class and themselves as some second class of citizens. So basically, like, they've convinced the whole populace to assent to this idea of white people being privileged and having all of this extra privilege and rights, when it's like reverse racism. It's like, why are you teaching black people to look at white people as like a higher class of citizen, which is not true. God is not a respecter of persons. You know, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the eyes of the Lord are, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God's not a respecter of persons. God made all nations of the earth of one blood to dwell on the face of the earth. And the thing in the, what's going on in the black community, so what are they doing? So they're taking the father out of the home. They're trying to effeminize it. They're trying to subvert it through homosexuality and abortion and liberal policies. They're trying to continue to destroy. And the liberals want to have a stranglehold on that community because they want their votes. And they want to basically keep them in ghettos. And they want to keep them basically in a control, like as a controlled population. They're just very generally easy to control as long as they go along with the, you know, the basic democratic narrative and stuff like that. And keep voting Democrat. Even the Republicans are no different. But as long as they, you know, they choose to, you know, play that in that system, and that's not the answer. The Republican Party is not the answer. Obviously, the Democratic Party is not the answer. But Jesus Christ is the answer. But the problem is, many black people have been duped. The reason they've grabbed onto this narrative is because they've been duped into believing that Christianity is the white man's religion. But Christianity is not the white man's religion, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And black people don't need Martin Luther King Jr. either. They need Jesus Christ, because BLM is a sodomite Marxist organization. You don't need BLM. Martin Luther King Jr. was also a communist and somebody who was a false prophet, who lied that lied in the name of Jesus Christ, that his own writings admit that he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ, in the deity of Christ, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And he believed that Christianity was some, man-worshipping cult. And this is all in his own writings. And yet he was a professing Christian pastor who was meeting prostitutes regularly and committing adultery. And the FBI has all that on record. And he ended up being murdered by most likely the government. Maybe James Earl Ray had something to do with it. But some other wicked facet had him killed. The wicked shall not live out half their days, the Bible says, unfortunately. So Martin Luther King wasn't doing all this righteous work. And this is a touchy subject, but it's true. Black people don't need Martin Luther King. You know, any Martin Luther King Boulevard that you go on in the cities in America, in black cities, there's a Martin Luther King Boulevard in every city. But, you know, in like 90% of those cities, you're able to buy drugs on every Martin Luther King Boulevard. And I didn't create that dynamic. But you know who did create that dynamic? The devil. But the people who are basically pushing Black Lives Matter, I mean, basically, they're just co-opting this, any movement of any of real progress. They do it with every movement, and then they just create the movement. It's their movement now, and they decide what the narratives are. They decide what the fights are. You know, they're not acting of their own free will. They're not acting of their own volition, these Black Lives Matter people and these protesters. They're pawns in a game. They're pawns for the New World Order. And the same way, you know, I love America. I appreciate my freedom and I'm thankful for it. But you know what? I don't need George Washington. He's not my hero. I don't need Thomas Jefferson. I don't need John Adams. I need Jesus Christ. Those are not my heroes. The same way the black people don't need to just, we need Martin Luther King Jr. to cleave onto. We need Black Lives Matter. You don't need those things. Because what we need is to be able to see through spiritual eyes and notice the real issue and not just like have all this envy and bitterness and strife in our hearts towards other people, like envying them and coveting what they have and, you know, their white privilege and give me reparations and, you know, so what if these stores and these businesses were ruined because, you know, it's justifiable in the name of social justice because of George Floyd or whatever. We're living in some crazy times. And these are the times where people must see. You need to decide if you're going to seek Jesus Christ or BLM in the world and some sodomite philosophy, some Marxist philosophy, or if, do you want to know the truth? Do you really want to know what the remedy is to racism and why we live in a fallen world and why you know, so many working good people can't just get ahead because it seems like the system is rigged? It's because it's satanic. It's because it's the devil. And you know what? The devil doesn't have white skin. Sorry, the devil doesn't look like Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocate. The devil is basically the devil. The devil is an angel of light. He doesn't care if your skin is... he's transformed into an angel of light, excuse me. But he's basically an angel. I was thinking of that verse, how he's transformed into an angel of light. So, yeah. Obviously, the devil is not an angel of light. But he's an angel, and he can be transformed into an angel of light, and he can transform himself into a righteous orator with a seemingly righteous cause. It's not righteous; it's wicked. The Bible doesn't emphasize, you know, equality of outcome. Jesus wasn't a socialist, which is some meme I saw that, you know, Jesus would be supporting BLM. Jesus hates BLM, and the only thing he might like about it is that he can use them as, raise them up as vessels of destruction to do his bidding, like, you know, tearing down idols of men that shouldn't be up anyway, tearing down statues of men. Look, the only good thing the BLM has ever done is torn down a statue of a man, and that's the only thing. But believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved, John 3:16. And times are getting interesting. So let's see how they progress. All right, guys, have a good night.